Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. When I see Magic Johnson, I marvel at the powerful HIV medications available today. He's still a strapping 6'9", even though the former basketball player has lived with HIV for over 20 years.
While the AIDS cocktail is a powerful mix of drugs, unfortunately, it is not a cure because there's a hidden pool of HIV-infected cells that keeps the virus in the body.
If scientists could activate these cells somehow, they might have a shot at eradicating them. Well, a group of researchers just found a way.
It helps to understand that when HIV infects CD4-positive T white blood cells, a copy of its genetic information is permanently inserted into the cell genome. Ironically, CD4-positive T white blood cells are what fight off viral infections in our body.
When some of these infected T cells revert to a resting state, the virus inside goes dormant. Anytime these infected T cells are reactivated, the virus inside triggers a whole new round of infection. That's why HIV patients stay on drugs for life.
In the new study, a drug called Xalinza showed it could activate these dormant cells. Researchers gave Xalinza to six HIV-infected men on drug therapy.
They all showed a fivefold increase in the amount of HIV in their cells. This means the latent HIV were activated, making it more likely that the immune system will kill off these infected cells.
If you're wondering whether the extra HIV production in the cells made the patient sicker, it didn't, because the viral load in the blood did not go up. They were all on HIV drug therapy. This latest discovery offers, for the first time in years, a real shot at a cure for AIDS.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.